اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of different interesting parts. First, we're going to talk about a Quran reciter. And then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So stay tuned. Today we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna. Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna is a famous Egyptian reciter who was gifted a magnificent voice. He was born in 1926 in the rural area of Munufiya Governorate in the north of Egypt. He began to learn recitation and memorization of the Quran at the age of 6. Then his father took him to the city of Tanta to learn Quran recitation in Sheikh Minshawi's school. He followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat at first, and then at the age of 12, he could imitate the style of other prominent masters of Quran recitation, such as Sheikh Muhammad Salama and Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. In 1948, when he was 22 years old, Sheikh Mahmoud entered Egyptian Quran radio. He was invited to many countries and recited the Noble Quran in all five continents of the world. This prominent master of Quran recitation passed away in 1985. May Allah bless him. Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of verses 81 to 83 of Surah Yusuf, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ارجعوا
Wa
واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وإنا صادقون. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل. عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 81 to 83 of Surah to Yusuf, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna is known to have a very good knowledge of tajweed as well as the methods of recitation. And he's one of the reciters who has actually, you know, he has officially joined a Quran traditional school, because usually reciters who attend such schools, they usually have good knowledge of qira'at, tajweed, and maqamat.
Yes.
Some reciters, they didn't go to these schools. Nevertheless, some of them were very good reciters. For example, Sheikh Kamil Yusuf al-Bahtimi, he did not go to any ma'had, or the traditional school for learning Qur'an. Yet, we see that his tajweed is very good. He has knowledge of qira'at. He has a very good knowledge of maqamat. They say that he learned these things by just listening to very famous reciters of his time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also one way of learning the Quran. Okay, and we could also learn many of the sciences of Quran, such as tajweed, just by listening to authentic and prominent reciters of the Quran.
That's right.
Because, you know, nowadays we don't have such schools where they solely teach the Qur'an. We probably have them, but they're very few, and it's not so easy. They're not available so easily, so it's difficult for us to go to such schools.
Actually, it's a kind of motivation for us.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Because it's possible. I mean, you could learn all of the rules of tajweed, not just by studying the theoretical rules of tajweed.
Just by imitating.
Just by imitating and just listening to these recitations, you could also learn tajweed. The first point, tajweed point in this recitation, is the first verse that was recited, verse 81. Irji'u. We have Hamzatul Wasl. And so we said that for Hamzatul Wasl, we have to figure out the haraka, the short vowel. And in order to do that, usually whenever there's no alif lam, okay, whenever there's alif lam, it's a fatha. But if there's no alif lam and the letter after the hamzatul wasl is sakin, we have to look at the first mutaharrik letter after the hamzatul wasl, the first letter that has a short vowel, okay?
To find out the harakah.
Yeah. The aynul fi'l, okay? Aynul fi'l is the second letter in a verb. Fa'ala, we have fa, the first letter, and ayn, the second letter. For such forms as if'al, it would be the second letter after the hamza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or easily we can say the first mutaharrik letter. Yeah.
That's the easiest way of saying it. And if it has a kasra, we have to pronounce it with kasra. If it has a fatha, again, we have to pronounce it with a
kasra.
If it's a dhamma, we have to pronounce it with a dhamma. So we see that the first mutaharrik letter is a kasra. So we have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with a kasra. If it's a fatha, again, we have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with a kasra. For example, idhhab. The ha has a fatha. And so it's pronounced with a kasra. However, if the first mutaharrik letter has a dhamma, we have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with
dhamma.
Another thing...
Yeah, there's something else with this word.
Yeah, that's really...
That is ra, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Another point here is that the ra, which is sakin, even though it's preceded by a letter with a kasra...
Now, actually, we found out
it's still pronounced with tafkhim.
Yes.
It's still pronounced with tafkhim because this is one of the rules of... Tafkhim. One of the conditions for tafkhim is that whenever ra sakin is preceded by a hamzatul wasl.
Hamzatul wasl. This is the point.
Yeah, that's right. Now, in this verse, we had a lot of matul munfasil. Okay?
Yes.
We had ila abikum, that's one.
Disjunct mad.
Disjunct, yes. Or disconnected, disjunct.
Lengthened.
Disjoint mad. Ila abikum, this is one. Ya abana. These are two and three. Ya abana inna. So we had three so far. Shahidina illa. That's four. We have four matul munfasil in this verse. And Sheikh Mahmoud Ali al-Banna, he lengthened all of them to two vowel counts because it's easier.
Yeah, just like matul tabi'i.
Yes, if he was to lengthen all of them to more than two vowel counts, it would be very hard because someone who wants to do this has to have a very long breath. He has a very good breath control. And Sheikh Mahmoud al-Banna, he doesn't do that. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي الْقَرْيَةَ. First, we have the qaf with tafkhim.
Mm-hmm. The second highest level.
At the second highest level.
Because of fatha.
Yeah. Then we have ra with sukun. And we have to pronounce the ra with
tafkhim again.
Tafkhim. Because it's preceded by a letter with fatha. Maftuh letter.
Yes.
So, al-qarriyah. This is the ra. Wal-i'ra allati. Again, the ra is pronounced with tafkhim.
Because it itself has a
itself. Fatah. The ra itself has a fatha. That's another condition for tafkhim of ra. التي أقبلنا أقبلنا we have قلقلة of قاف
one of the letters قطب جاد
yes whenever قطب جاد one of these letters are ساكن we have to apply قلقلة it means that there has to be movement there has to be a reverberation okay we could say echoing okay bouncing mechanism.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم
يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق